Welcome to Time with Abba, the Pleasuring Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 3rd, Friday, 2020, day 185. Today's topic, God trains my fingers for battle. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 144, verses 1 to 8, 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 3 to chapter 23, verse 30. Acts chapter 21, verse 37 to chapter 22, verse 16. Proverbs 18, verses 11 to 12. Today's main passage, Psalm 144, verses 1 to 2. Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is God trains my fingers for battle. Do you know the whole world is in battle now? The coming of COVID-19 is actually a great battle, a big battle. Do you know that? Do you think if there is anyone who does not know there is a battle, but he is actually in the battlefield? Impossible. Today, Psalm 144, verses 1 to 2 reminds us, since the ancient time, the world has been in lots of battle. Only God can teach us how to fight this battle, which we as human is doomed to fail. Only in God's guidance and direction can we win this spiritual warfare. Only our willingness to be in God's love can we be able to enter into the fortress, the stronghold and shield prepared by God so that we can be secure. Do you know you are at war? Do you know how to let God to teach you how to battle? Well, this morning is really wonderful. Actually, I wrote this blog yesterday night and recorded it yesterday night. But after our weekly Friday 7 a.m. time with Abba through Zoom, after that, at around 8 a.m., I received a message from the Lord that I should add two passages here to explain what does it mean really by God trains my fingers for battle. Now, here are the two new passages I received this morning at 8 a.m. from the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. To me, God trains my hands for war are the hands of praying. God changed me 11 years ago in July 2009 after I brought my elder son Ignatius to see John Stott in England. Yes, after that, I was raised up to be a true man of prayer, doing my daily block nonstop for 11 years. And also uses me to raise up numerous people of prayer to lift up our hands to pray to God daily. God trains my fingers for battle, are my fingers to scribe the Bible. God changed me 5 years ago in July 2015 to be a man who spends time to scribe the Bible daily and also uses me to raise up numerous people to spend time each day to scribe the Bible so as to receive the power, guidance, and command of God through the Bible. To you, what does it mean for God to train your hands for war and your fingers to battle? Do you know how to be in God's love that you are able to enter into the fortress, stronghold, and shield prepared by God so that you can be secure? Those fortress, stronghold, and shield should be your church, your home church, and the spiritual tactics, spiritual weapons, bullets you receive from the Lord. Have you got that? Then let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to obey your command to teach us how to battle and how to be in your protection so that we can be secure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you follow God to teach you how to battle? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.